Unit 1, Colonization of Americas by Europeans. Page 1, Structure. 1.0, Objectives. 1.1, Introduction. 1.2, America before colonization. 1.3, Factors responsible for colonization. 1.4, Spanish colonies. 1.4.1, Central America. 1.4.2, South America. 1.4.3, North America. 1.4.4, Spain and US. 1.5, Colonial rivalry among Europeans. 1.6, English attempts to create settlements. 1.7, let us sum up. 1.8, glossary. 1.9, books for further study. Unit 1 has been structured as above for your convenience and easy comprehension of the content part. Page 2, 1.0, objectives. A study of this unit will enable you to understand A. The importance of colonizing a process in the early history of United States of America. B. The consequences of Renaissance, Crusades, emergence of nation-states and strong mercantile class in Europe. C. Factors that led to Spanish colonization and the resultant rivalry between different European nations. And D. The significance of founding of English colonies or settlements along the Atlantic coast of the United States of America. 1.1. Introduction. Usually, the history of United States of America starts with the arrival and colonization of Atlantic coast by English merchants. However, the history of Americas goes back to the early 15th century when the Europeans started arriving in search of wealth. It does not mean that the Americas had no civilization before the coming of the Europeans. The actual history of Americas started somewhere 40,000 years ago, when first of the batches of human beings reached Americas from Asia. This unit will give you an idea of how the early Americans lived. The colonization of Americas by Europeans opened up the new continents for the process of integration with European society, politically, culturally, and commercially. The subsequent European rivalry for more colonies led to great friction on the new continents. However, arrival of English was destined to give a new twist to the colonial history of American continent, particularly the history of USA. These are some of the aspects of American history which are discussed in this unit. 1.2. America before colonization. Some 40,000 years ago, the first batch of people arrived into the American continent from Asia. Earlier to this, the whole of the two American continents were without human beings. The process of Asian migration continued for 20,000 years, and by which time the migrants had spread across the two American continents. The first migrants reached the present-day Alaska and Canada and wandered into the south in search of better lands. Page 3. These people knew the use of fire and the art of cooking. The early Americans had to change their food and living habits to suit to the new environment. These early Americans have left no written records. One has to depend on archaeological sources to reconstruct the distant past of the early Americans. The early Americans in the beginning were nomads and depended on hunting for their food and clothing. Over a period of centuries, the Americans gave up a wandering lifestyle and settled in one place and took up to farming. As the farming activities grew, villages and larger villages with permanent dwellings came into being. Production of varieties of farm products like food grains and cotton led to trade between different villages. Thus, trading groups also came into being. One such trading group was of Hopewell culture, which flourished in the Ohio River Valley. These people had trade links with people across the North American continent. These people influenced the growth of other regional cultures. One such was the Mississippian culture in the Mississippi River Valley that existed between the 8th and the 16th centuries. Simultaneously, many farming cultures also flourished in the southwestern region of North America. Most prominent among them was the Anasazi and Hohokam. These people built villages called pueblos, which had no doorway or windows at the ground level. Each village consisted of hundreds of rooms. The people used ladders to enter the village and withdraw the ladder so that they were secure from enemies. Though these cultures disappeared somewhere around the 13th century, Their descendants, under different names, continued to exist. These people were well versed in weaving and pottery making. The region that lies between the Mississippi River and the Rocky Mountains is called the Great Plains, which consists mainly of grasslands. The major cultural groups of this area were the Cheyenne and Sioux, who depended on farming and hunting for their food requirement. The eastern part of North America is known as the Eastern Woodlands, which is rich in natural resources like dense forest, great lakes, and rivers with plentiful of water. The major cultural groups in this region were the Hurons, the Iroquois, and the Algonquin. These people lived in houses called longhouses. These longhouses had living spaces for as many as 10 families. The people built log fences around the villages to keep away the enemies. Farming and hunting were their main vocation. They also gathered fruits and nuts in the forests and were good fishermen. The southeastern part of North America supported strong communities. Prominent communities among them were the Cherokee, the Seminoles, and the Natchez. They lived in villages of grass and mud houses. They were farmers as well as hunters. After the arrival of Europeans, the local Americans had to change their ways of life. Page 4. Their numbers are also gradually declining. They have become a minority group in American society. Today, about 15 lakh Native Americans live in the United States of America in a protected environment. 1.3. Factors responsible for colonization. The years between 500 AD to 1400 AD in European history is known as Middle Ages. The European society is referred to as medieval in its outlook. Feudalism dominated all walks of life. Europeans had to face many hardships and life itself was unsettled. Kings had little power to maintain law and order. Highway robbery was common. Poor roads did not encourage travel on a large scale. Hence, there was very little mobility from one place to another. Further, the Roman Catholic Church had a strong hold on the European society. Church influenced European politics, controlled education, and gave direction to art and agriculture. In spite of difficulty in traveling, Christians aspired to visit the Holy Land, the land where Jesus Christ lived. In the 7th century, this eastern end of Mediterranean, called Holy Land, was captured by the Muslims. In quick succession, the Muslims overran all the North Africa and greater part of Spain. Towards the end of the 11th century, the Muslims began to harass the Christian visitors to the Holy Land. In 1095 AD, the Pope, the religious head of Roman Catholics, declared that the Holy Land be freed from the Muslims. For the next 200 years, the Christians fought against the Muslims. These series of wars between the Christians and the Muslims are called the Crusades. These Crusades led to many changes in the European society. The Crusades drew thousands of Christians out of their homes. The Crusaders came into contact with Eastern culture, known for its many useful articles and luxuries, not known to the Europeans. The Europeans began demanding these articles, including Eastern spices. This demand led to the rise of an Italian merchant class, who became a link between Europe and the Eastern Arab traders. The inquisitive few Europeans wanted to visit the Eastern lands from where the articles of luxury and spices came. One such great traveler was Marco Polo, who traveled over a great part of Asia between AD 1271 to AD 1295. His travel accounts fired the imagination of Europe and motivated many to undertake, at great risk and hardship, journeys into the East. This increased trade activity and travel was destined to change the face of Europe in the next couple of centuries and pave for the dawn of the New Age or the modern era. The New Age. The Crusades and the subsequent developments led to the New Age, which was dominated by new thinking and ideas. Page 5. The first and foremost development was the Renaissance. 15th, 16th and 17th centuries are known as the Age of Renaissance. During this period, Europeans evinced great interest in painting, architecture, literature, and above all in science and technology. Discoveries were made in the field of astronomy, and inventions were made in the field of science and medicine. The most important invention was the printing press, which led to the explosion of knowledge among inquisitive Europeans. Many began questioning the dogmas and blind faith and what the church advocate. This was also the period when strong nations with enlightened despots emerged. Feudalism weakened. As told earlier, the Italians acted as trade link between the East and the European nations. The huge profits earned by the Italian merchants naturally led other European nations to seek new trade routes to the East. Portugal, Spain, France, Holland, and England took leading part in this venture. It was the Portuguese Vasco da Gama who reached Africa and subsequently the Indian subcontinent. France, England, and Holland followed soon. These nations followed the eastern route. Christopher Columbus, an Italian sailor, wanted to reach the eastern nation by following the western route. He thought Asia to be a large continent and much nearer to Europe via the western route. He never knew that two great continents, North America and South America, will block his journey to the eastern lands. Columbus found sponsorship with Ferdinand and Isabella, the king and queen of Spain. On 3rd August 1492, Columbus left the shores of Spain on a small ship, Santa Maria, accompanied by two other much smaller ships named Nina and Pinta, in search of Asian continent by the western route. On 12th October, he reached one of the islands of present-day Bahama Islands. He thought that he had reached Asian coast. In early 1493, he returned to Spain. Though he found only simple grass houses with half-naked people instead of palaces and rich people with great wealth, he thought he had reached the Asian coast. In late 1493 and in the subsequent years, Columbus organized three more voyages across the Atlantic Ocean, always believing and convinced that he had reached Asia. Even in his death, he did not know that he had discovered a new land mass. The voyages of Columbus had convinced many Europeans that Asia can be reached by traveling west. Many followed Columbus, and the one who gave his name to the Americas was Amerigo Vespucci. He sailed westwards for Spain in 1499 and for Portugal in 1501. He was convinced that the land he saw was not Asia, but a new world. In 1500, Pedro Cabral reached present-day Brazil and claimed it for Portugal. These voyages of Spanish and Portuguese sailors brought fame and wealth to their countries. Page 6. This prompted England, France, and Holland to follow suit. John Cabot, an Englishman, set a sail to Asia via western route twice, once in 1497 and the second time in 1498. Both times he reached the present-day northeastern part of USA, but he did not know that he had reached the New World. However, he claimed the newfound lands for England, and a century later, English settlements were being founded here. In 1524, Giovanni da Verrazzano, an Italian, took Northwest Passage to Asia and reached northeastern USA, the present-day Canada. In 1535, yet another French sailor, Jacques Cartier, reached Canada and discovered the St. Lawrence River. In 1603, Samuel de Champlain, a French sailor, explored the eastern coast of USA. In 1608, he founded a trading post on Lawrence River and called it Quebec. It became the permanent settlement of French, and today it is one of the most thriving harbors of Canada. In 1609, Henry Hudson, an Englishman, sailed to America on behalf of Dutch merchants. He discovered a river which was later named after him as Hudson River. He was responsible for Dutch settlements in areas now known as New York. In 1610, he made yet another exploration for his country, England, reaching Canada. Though these explorers could not reach Asia by the western route, their explorations brought to Europe new sources of wealth and expanded the geographical knowledge of men, placing two new continents on the world map. The trading posts founded by these explorers subsequently developed into European colonies. 1.4. Spanish colonies. Spain was the first and foremost of the European nations in founding settlements in the East World. Spain was the first and the foremost of European nations in founding settlements in the New World. Spaniards, mostly adventurers and soldiers, were the earliest settlers in the New World, taking up farming to raise cotton and sugarcane. A number of Spanish priests followed them soon. Soon, Spain became a great conquering European nation in the New World. They made extensive conquests in Central, South, and North Americas. 1.4.1 Central America. The first half of the 16th century saw the Spanish conquest of Central America. The Spanish conquerors were motivated by the gold of Central America. These conquerors were followed by nobility to rule the conquered territories. Subsequently, the missionaries arrived into the colonies of the Spaniards. They used Cuba as a springboard to invade and conquer Central America. Page 7. The governor of Cuba deputed Hernando Cortes to explore and conquer Central American territories. Cortes left Cuba in 1519 with an army of local soldiers. He reached Mexico, where the present-day city of Veracruz stands. From here, they attacked the Aztecs, defeated them in 1521, and came into possession in a single stroke the vast Aztec Empire. A new city, the present-day Mexico City, was also built in subsequent years. Cortes further sent expeditions into different parts of Central America. Apart from gaining huge quantities of gold and silver from Aztecs, he also seized the gold and silver mines that he found. The native Aztecs were forced to work in these mines. In the subsequent years, huge quantities of gold and silver was taken to Spain. 1.4.2 South America. The conquest of Aztecs motivated the Spaniards to look for more gold and riches. Through Native Americans, they came to know of the Incas, who lived in the present-day Peru. The Spaniards were told that the Incas were immensely rich. Francisco Pizarro decided to invade the kingdom of Incas in the Andes Mountains. After meticulous preparations for 2 years, he went to Peru with 180 soldiers armed with guns. In a surprise attack, he defeated the Inca king Atahualpa and captured him. Pizarro subsequently conquered other Inca cities and expanded Spanish possessions. In 1535, he founded the present-day city of Lima, which grew into an important commercial hub of South America. By the middle of the 16th century, the Spaniards had come to possess, apart from Mexico and Peru, the present-day Ecuador, Guatemala, Colombia, Venezuela, Argentina, and Chile. Naturally, they wanted to expand further in the north, about which they had only heard. 1.4.3 North America. By exploration in the north, the Spaniards hoped to conquer new lands, to acquire gold and other form of wealth, and convert the local population to Christianity. A series of explorers went north of Mexico. Juan Ponce de León, who had become the governor of Puerto Rico, reached in 1513 the present Florida. In subsequent years, Florida became a base for further explorations in the north. In 1527, Panfilo de Narvaez planned an unsuccessful exploration to the north of Florida. Francisco Vasquez de Coronado in 1540 set out with a force and explored present-day Arizona, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Kansas. In 1542, he returned to Mexico. In yet another exploration, Hernando de Soto led an expedition beyond Florida and for Spain acquired present-day Mississippi, Georgia, Arkansas, Alabama, and Oklahoma. In 1541, he also crossed Mississippi River. In 1542, Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo explored the Pacific coast along the present-day California. Though he died in 1543 during the exploration, his followers went further and claimed present-day Oregon for Spain. Page 8. 1.4.4 Spain and U.S. The Spanish explorations in North America in a very short span of time altered the lifestyle of the local people. Apart from converting the native Indians to Christianity, they introduced many new European technologies to improve the agriculture. They introduced horses and other European domesticated animals to North America. As the first European settlers in North America, they have left behind a strong mark on American ways of life. The American English is rich in Spanish words, and many thousand descendants of Spanish stock live in the present-day Arizona, California, Florida, New Mexico, and Texas states. American staple food wheat was first planted in the New World by the Spaniards. 1.5. Colonial rivalry among Europeans. The growing power of Spain in the Americas made other European natives envious. England and France had already explored and held territories here. However, they resented the Spanish expansion and were looking for a means to strike at her colonies. Though Spain had forbidden trade between European states and her American colonies, the latter were willing to trade with the former since it was profitable. By this trade, which was illegal, Spain lost much wealth. In yet another way, England encouraged sea pirates to attack and loot Spanish merchant ships on the high seas. The French pirates dared even to attack the Spanish territories for plunder. In 1565, the Spanish king sent an expedition against French settlement in Florida. The French settlers were defeated and were driven out of the settlement. One of the well-known English pirates, Francis Drake, frequently attacked the Spanish merchant ships and caused heavy losses to the Spanish king. To retaliate, the Spanish Armada attacked England in 1588. The English ships were smaller, faster, and possessed higher firepower. In the sea battle that lasted for a week, the Spanish Armada was annihilated. Thereafter, Spain lost her supremacy over Atlantic and could no longer be a dominant player in the New World. Henceforth, England prospered in North America. 1.6. English attempts to create settlements. Along with Spain, England also was engaged in exploring the New World. In the latter part of 16th century, English adventurers for glory and honor of England undertook to sail to the Americas. In 1578, Humphrey Gilbert got permission from Queen Elizabeth to found a settlement. Page 9. Though he failed in his first attempt, in 1583 he landed in Newfoundland, but lack of funds prevented him from putting up a settlement. In 1584, his half-brother, Walter Raleigh, went on an expedition and founded a small outpost in Roanoke Island in present-day North Carolina. In 1585, he organized a second voyage with a larger contingent of settlers. Food shortages and hostile Spaniards compelled them to return to England. Yet, another explorer, John White, left for America in 1587. He revived the Roanoke Island colony, but once again could not sustain it. The English attempts to establish a settlement ended in great financial loss. The English failed because the Roanoke Island was not suitable geographically for a settlement. England also could not send large contingents of settlers. The English explorers lacked funds, food, and equipment to establish a permanent post in America. The English settlers were not prepared to face threats from local Indians and the Spanish settlers. While the Spanish monarchs extended finance to explorers, the English monarchs could not. The English Parliament declined to grant money for American expeditions. In such a situation, the British merchants evinced greater interest in the natural resources of America, particularly the forest produce. The English merchants also found a way to finance the voyages by forming joint stock companies. To encourage these merchants to colonize America, the English monarchs issued charters giving the right to found and own colonies in America. By early 17th century, England succeeded in founding colonies in Virginia, New England, and West Indies. 1.7. Let us sum up. In the early 16th century, Spain ruled a vast empire in South and Central America. Spanish colonists, most of the time, ill-treated the natives and suppressed them by superior firepower. The American resources led to Spanish prosperity, and Spain barred other European states from having trade with her colonies. This led to illegal trade and great interest on part of French and English explorers. The European rivalry ultimately led to the defeat of the Spanish Navy by the English fleet. Though England failed in her early attempts to locate colonies, the English merchants succeeded in establishing several colonies by raising joint stock companies. 1.8 Glossary. Monopoly, complete control over trade in products. Crown, monarch. Page 10. Colonies, settlements in far-off countries ruled by mother country. Pirates, high sea robbers. Charter, a letter giving specific rights to an individual or a company by the crown. 1.9 Books for further study. Parks, H.B., A History of USA. Morris, R.B., The American Revolutions, 1763 to 1783. With this, we come to the end of Unit 1, which has been written by Dr. G. Ramarathan.